When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Beef's Golf Club. It's Ryder Cup week, and we're in Rome. It's the most epic event in golf, and we're here to keep you up to date on everything happening behind the scenes and on the golf course. I'm so excited to be here, and we'll be bringing you daily episodes over the course of this weekend. So sit back and enjoy. This is Beef's Golf Club at the Ryder Cup. Hello everyone, and welcome to Beef's Golf Club at the Ryder Cup, where we've just finished the morning foursome session. I'm with producer Ryan in the radio booth, and if I'm talking a little fast, it's because I'm seriously fucking excited.
You're talking really fast. Really fast and excited, but that's good. Are you excited because we're in our radio booth or because Europe just won 4-0 in the foursomes?
Both, mate. Absolutely both. I mean, it's just been the most incredible morning. It really has. I mean, I managed to get up to the first tee and have a little look at the first game teeing off. And I've never, ever seen an atmosphere that incredible at a golf event in my life. I mean, if anyone hasn't been to a Ryder Cup, you've got to go and witness that first tee. I mean, it's absolutely insane.
We knew it was going to be loud and we knew it was going to be pretty raucous. Was it even more than you were expecting when you snuck in? Because I couldn't get anywhere near it. It was mental.
Way more, because there's so many people around that tee, and you think like it's almost so enclosed. Everything's just sort of vibrating inside that area on the tee. It's amazing, honestly. And when John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton walked out, the noise when they actually just walked from under the stand out onto the tee was incredible, honestly.
Unbelievable. So Beef. I've been out on the course wandering around. You've been commentating all morning. How's it been? What have been the highlights for you?
I mean, a stat has just come up that this is the first time in an opening session Europe has ever won 4-0.
Wow.
And that's how big that start is. I mean, that never happens. It's caught everyone by surprise. I mean, to win the first session 4-0, no one was expecting that. It's such a great start for Luke Donald and the European team. I mean, it's incredible. And I wonder if that's changed much going into the four ball now with pairings or anything like that. It's just the most insane start. And you couldn't have started it off any better, really, with Hovland chipping in on the first green.
Yes, I did see that. I was sort of halfway up the first hole to watch the tee shots. Almost got killed by Colin Morikawa, by the way. You know, when he hit that tee shot right, landed about 10 feet from my head, but that's fine. But yeah, we heard the loudest cheer when Hovland chipped in. And I guess you were watching it on the screens. It must have been unbelievable, was it?
It was. You're looking at it and he's just on the fringe. And you're thinking, the first hole, the nerves coming off that first tee, you're going to putt that. And he's got the wedge out and it's a bold move. Tight, tight lie, tight grass.
Yeah.
And to chip it in, it really kind of set the tone. And everyone would have heard that. Even back on the first tee, Shane Lowry was celebrating when the chip went in and the whole cheer and everything. So that's what can happen with momentum, especially when you're at home. America trying to silence this crowd.
Yeah.
And Europe are trying to make it louder. And going 4-0 and watching things like that will just spur them on and really keep momentum in Europe's hand. I mean, the other real big standout is John Rahm's chip on 10.
Yeah.
They were down and out in that hole. Down and out. They'd hit it up the left, nearly hit it over right in the water. Hadn't even couldn't get it near to the green from, 120 yards.
Yeah.
Because the rough's that thick. And then for him to sort of chip it in, that really killed that game. And like, that's what you can do in match play.
Absolutely.
That's what happens, you know. America thinking they've got a chance here. And all of a sudden, they've just slammed the door. And the way they played the next two holes was phenomenal. John Rahm driving the green on 11.
Yeah.
Once Tyrrell hit the fairway on 12, you know he's going to hit it close, John Rahm. I mean, I think, again, another Beavs prediction. Over the years, I think John Rahm will be the highest point scorer for Europe.
You are throwing out some massive predictions in these Ryder Cup episodes, which I'm absolutely really enjoying. I think you should keep it going. I've also never seen your face look quite as excited as this. And just as we're sort of talking about this, I don't know if you can hear at home, everyone, we're in the media centre at the moment and there's some sort of like brass band or something have started outside, which is quite exciting. We've got the whole thing happening here, haven't we, Beef? We can see all these massive screens. We've got the whole world's media basically in front of us. Should we talk about each match individually? So match number one, obviously, Scheffler and Burns versus Rahm and Hatton. That result was a Europe win, obviously 4-3. How was it watching those guys, and what sort of stood out to you? You just said obviously Rahm's chip in was amazing. How well did those guys play?
As we've said before, foursomes is the hardest format of this week. And when you look at the scores, I think there were 5 or 6 under in foursomes. I mean, that is a phenomenal effort.
That is phenomenal.
Even if you look at Scottie Scheffler and Sam Burns, they haven't actually played that bad. You know, they're still under par and they've lost 4-3. That just shows how well they've both played, and they've come out. And that was exactly what Luke Donald would have wanted with that pairing with John Rahm, is go out and get that first point. And they've played just unbelievably well. No, I don't think any group would have come close to beating them today.
Unbelievable. You said they'd work well as a pair, didn't you, as well, yesterday?
I think, yeah, the way John Rahm will lead, I think Tyrrell will follow that. If that makes sense. And he's there sort of keeping that momentum together. They're both fiery characters. But if you're fiery going in the right direction, I think it's lethal. I really do.
It becomes an absolute weapon, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Obviously, match number two also finished with a Europe win, 4-3. That was Max Homer, Brian Harman against Hovberg, Victor Hovland and Ludvig Åberg. I mean, we've already said about Hovland chipping in. How did those guys play? And also, that was obviously Åberg's. We talked about the pressure yesterday, didn't we? His first proper appearance. How did you rate those guys?
Oh, man, to handle that. I mean, the way Victor come out swinging, basically. He come out swinging and they won the first two holes. And fair play to Max Homer and Brian Harman. They won the next two holes, got it straight back to all square.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a real dicey moment, because you think they've got the momentum. America have stopped that. And then Europe go and win the next two holes.
Yeah.
And you never really see 6 holes played and no halved holes.
Yeah.
And once I think they went back to 2 up, they've sort of got the shift in momentum again, and they've obviously kept that and played well. Looking at that, and just played really steady from there on in, and didn't really give them a chance to get back into the game. And that's, again, what you need to do. All these players, all 24 players, such class players. If you give anyone a chance of getting back into these games, when you get 2 up, 3 up in a game, you've got to just keep the door shut.
Yeah. And watching Åberg, how did you think he handled it?
Oh, mate, amazing. I mean, he turned pro in June, July.
Yeah.
Hasn't even played any majors. You get thrown into Hell's Kitchen like this. You get thrown into the most... This is the most difficult, pressurized situation you ever play as a golfer.
Yeah.
So to get thrown into that with the... with little or no experience he has and perform, it's just phenomenal.
You can tell it's nearly lunchtime and you're obviously hungry because you brought Kitchen into the mix. So let's have a quick break and then we'll talk about the other two matches.
It is Ryan here and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So match number three, Beef. Fowler and Morikawa versus Lowry and Straka. Another Europe win, obviously. 2-1 in that game. What did you make of that match?
It's interesting. A few people here, when the pairings come out, they weren't quite sure about that pairing. Didn't understand that pairing too much. A lot of people said maybe Shane shouldn't have been playing this Ryder Cup, but yeah. You watch how he's been and how he relishes it. He was so good in the last one, getting the crowd going, celebrating, geeing them up. How could he not be involved when you see it? I thought they worked really well. Kept the ball in play fairly well, hold a lot of good putts, and just kept on top of America. They got on top. Won a few holes in a row during the middle and just stayed there. And again, like I said, did exactly what they need to do. Just don't open that door. Once you get 2-3 up, you got to keep it shut. And this golf course is so important in foursomes to hit fairways.
Yeah.
We've seen that in the morning. The rough is so thick. And so many times, teams, once you go into the rough, they're not even making the green into the second shot, and it becomes so difficult. And I just think they play really steady and finished the game really well on 17. Once you lose 16, anything can happen over the last three holes, and they handled that really well, made a really solid par and got the win, got off the golf course.
He's so infectious with his energy, isn't he, as well, Shane Lowry? Like, I saw him at the end celebrating the McIlroy and Fleetwood win, you know, and also even when he's just like, his enthusiasm, he was like, go, 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 and like everything. Do you know what I mean? He's so sort of just, you really want him to do well, don't you? And that's, I guess, the character he sort of brings to it.
And you want someone like that in your team as well. You know, that energy, that supporting everyone, getting everyone hyped up. He's going to be knackered on Sunday after it finishes. But yeah, the energy is phenomenal from him and the crowd bounces off it. The whole team will bounce off it. You need players like that in your team.
Absolutely. And speaking of players you need in your team, obviously it's not bad when you've got a Rory McIlroy and a Tommy Fleetwood who played Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay. That one was probably the closest game, would we say?
This was a really interesting game. Cantlay and Schauffele were, I think they're pretty much unbeaten.
Yeah.
In President's Cup, Ryder Cup format in foursomes. So going up against Rory and Tommy, you've got the flair of Europe I call these two guys the Unflappables.
Yeah.
Earlier today.
It's not quite as good as Fleetwood Mac, but
no, they're the Unflappables. They just don't seem to get bothered by anything. Both really, really steady golfers, like solid. Won't give anything away. You wouldn't want to play poker against them. Is that type of of player. And you can see how that game was going. A few holes sort of really turned in that game. On 8, Europe were in trouble, missed the fairway, laid it up in the rough. Cantlay was middle of the fairway, hitting a second shot, hit it into the water, completely changed that hole.
Yeah.
Europe won that hole. And you think, just when they're going to get on the front foot, America won the next hole. Out of turn from a poor tee shot from Rory, and it kept sort of chopping and changing all the way through. But what a shot Rory hit on 17.
Yeah.
What a shot. I mean, the pressure situation there after America have hit a good shot in already to about 15 foot.
Yeah.
And then to go and hit it to 2-3 foot and kill the game off, that's what Rory's all about.
That's what he brings, right? I mean, he brings loads of stuff, but that's, it was an amazing shot. I mean, there was also a great moment as well, wasn't there, where Fleetwood hold a putt on the 15th and then Schauffele missed his, which sent Europe 2 up.
Huge, huge putt.
Yeah.
Huge. And that's the amazing thing about Ryder Cup and match play. You're never really out of the hole. You can never really be out of the hole. It doesn't matter if you're 100 yards away, you can hold that shot.
Yeah.
And change the game in a blink of an eye. And that's why the emotion, the drama is so high at Ryder Cups, because a game can just turn on its head within one hole. It's amazing. It really is.
I mean, obviously, you know, the four balls are going to get underway really soon. What if you're Zach Johnson, what are you saying to an American team when they've just come in 4-0 down?
They'll all know that they've got to bounce back pretty quick. It's such a short format over 3 days. They know that this next session is so important and they've got to bounce back. And you think, Worst case here, they'll take 2-2 draw in the afternoon. That's the worst. They don't want to be going any further behind. If they can win this session 3-1 at least, then they're back into the game. But I don't think they can afford to go further behind.
Absolutely. And on the flip side, if you're Luke Donald, what are you saying?
Oh, get out there, get the crowd going again.
Yeah.
Get on top early. And like we say, with keeping America quiet, keeping that door shut, is to get on top again. Get on top of America and stay there and keep doing what you're doing. Four balls are completely different format though, and it's going to be a really interesting session, this one.
Well, speaking of which, the pairings have been put on the board, and it's not far until tee off time. But just to run through them, the first match is Victor Hovland and Tyrrell Hatton versus Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth. We're going to see those guys coming out. How are we feeling about that?
Blockbuster game.
Blockbuster.
If I'm Victor or Tyrrell, like I've said all week, now Justin Thomas comes into the frame, got to beat them guys. We've got to keep him quiet. If they keep him quiet, it's really going to help their chances to win this.
From what I've seen of the crowds while I've been wandering around this morning as well, Justin Thomas is going to get some stick around the course, isn't he? Which will be quite fun to watch. Match number two is John Rahm, and we're going to see Nicolai Højgaard against Scottie Scheffler and Brooks Koepka.
I really like that. You know, having a rookie next to John Rahm, we all know what John Rahm does in the Ryder Cup. I mean, he's an absolute beast. Absolute machine. He absolutely relishes this environment, and I think he'll drag Højgaard with him.
Yeah,
and I think that does make sense. Now Højgaard, he hits it a long, long way.
Yeah,
really good ball striker. And again, if he gets going, he can make a lot of birdies on this golf course.
Scheffler and Koepka as well, though. What a pairing that is!
It's an absolute tough pairing that.
Yeah,
I mean, arguably the best ball striker in the world at the moment, along with probably between him and John Rahm, this is like the two strongest mentalities against each other, where someone like they both won't back down. That is two heavyweights who are going to stand and have a fight. You know when they say you can have a fight in a phone box?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that they are going to go head to head, and I think you're going to see some absolute drama, some chipping, some long putt. I think it's going to be an absolutely amazing battle between them two.
Amazing. I'd love to see those guys fight in the phone box. Robert McIntyre, Bob McIntyre, Justin Rose against Max Homer and Wyndham Clark. That's an intriguing one, isn't it?
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how Max Homer reacts from the morning. I think he actually played quite well He played well in the morning. It's good to get the guys out. As I've said before, I think Bob's really aggressive player, good in four ball. Justin Rowe's got the experience. You can see why they're paired together. I think Max played quite well in the morning session. And that, again, another interesting game.
Absolutely. And then to finish off a blockbuster set of matches is going to be Rory McIlroy and Matt Fitzpatrick against Colin Morikawa and Xander Schauffele. I mean, it's another good game, isn't it, Beef? This is going to be a great afternoon.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. I mean, what an amazing experience. And I can't wait to get back out on the golf course and watch this.
Brilliant.
Right, mate, the four ball's about to tee off, so let's get back out there. Remember, everyone, tell your friends to get involved and follow Beef's Golf Club for all your Ryder Cup updates. It's an unbelievable start for Team Europe. So members, join us again later where we'll be doing a full review. Have a good one.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.